Welcome to the Open House podcast site. Available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Yeah, managing life in the tough times. How do you do it? We've already looked at recession-proofing your career and as best as you can, recession-proofing your business. Tonight, managing personal debt. So many of us actually can say, whoa, dear me, tough times are coming ahead, and yet I've already got quite a few debts around, credit card, car loan, house, maybe a department store card, etc., etc. Gavin Martin from Cornerstone Wealth is with us. I'll give you his website in just a minute. And we're talking about ways to actually reduce that. How do you get out of that debt, that personal debt? So this idea of an emergency fund of $1,000 first, which I think is a great idea, really, really good idea, then start paying off the debts, but particularly the cards first, the credit cards, the personal loans and things like that. Now, when it comes to that, Gavin, if you've got a whole pile of debts owing, what's the best method of reducing them? I mean, is it just one bite at a time or what?
Yeah, there's two approaches to doing this. Firstly, there's the pure mathematical approach where you would pay off the highest interest rate debt first. Mm-hmm. But this is where we tend to recommend people go with the behavioural approach. Generally, finances are 80% behavioural and 20% mathematical. And so what we encourage is people use what we call the snowball approach, where you start with the smallest balance and pay that off first, and then once you've paid off that amount, you use the payments that you're making against that debt mm-hmm. to put against the net debt. So as your snowball starts very small and rolls down the hill and gets larger, so too do your payments on the debts that you pay off later on. So
I guess it's like a small win, isn't it? If you can pay off one, you say, yes, I can do it. I can do the next one now.
Exactly. And that's really motivating and really helps people to progress and to not get bogged down in the fact that I've been paying these for 5 months or so and I haven't paid one of them off.
Yeah.
But if you can get some small runs on the board, then it's really motivating.
Yes, yes. I remember when I was doing a lot of exams when I was at uni, and one of the ideas of doing a really good exam was you start with the easiest question. And it's just simply that psychological principle, isn't it? I've won it. I can do the next one now.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting that you said that the whole aspect of debt and of personal finance is 80% behavioural and 20% mathematical. That's fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. So much of what we do is really gets down to behaviour. We know what's right, but it's actually doing what's right is the key.
So once you've reduced those smaller debts, what is the wisest thing to do next with your money?
So we've paid off all our consumer debt, is that right?
Yes, paid off the little cards.
Yeah. The next thing I'll be encouraging people to do is to put away 3 to 6 months living expenses. So if you're, for example, paying about $4,000 a month in expenses, then $12,000 to $24,000 putting aside in an emergency fund that you don't touch. You might invest it, but it really just needs to be at call or accessible within 24 hours or so. And that will cover about 95% of things that life will throw at you. And then once you've set that aside, then really focus on major purchases. So if you've already got a home and a mortgage, then it's really focusing on the mortgage. But you also may need to think about the other major purchases in life, which are, I guess, the car, education, and if you're wanting to go down that track of family or a business. Yeah.
That's a really, really good idea, and I wonder how many people in practice actually have something like that. 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses, the savings thereof, actually stored up there. When we keep on hearing about redundancies, et cetera, to have a buffer like that would just be wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. It really does cover so many of things that life does throw at you.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, number one, build yourself an emergency fund of $1,000 just simply to be there in case something goes wrong. Number two, pay off your credit cards first. Pay off those kinds of personal loans, the cards, the department store cards, things like that. Number three, Gavin suggesting the snowball approach. Pay off the smallest debt first. It'll give you a bit of a psychological high. It'll make you want to go and pay off more and more and more. And then after that, go and build yourself a little bit of a buffer fund so that if something does go wrong, well, you're still going to be okay. After that, you can pay off the mortgage and save for a new car and everything else like that. Okay, Gavin, that's very, very helpful. Very, very practical advice. Let's get you on again next week to talk about tackling the mortgage, hey?
Sounds good. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for your time. That's a financial advisor, Gavin Martin from Cornerstone Wealth. He's the guy behind this website, mastermymoney.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.